Why does one of the world's largest drug companies want to buy a U.S. biotech firm?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. The French pharmaceutical company Sanofi Aventis is buying the Massachusetts-based biotech firm Genzyme for more than $20 billion. This is a deal that's been in the works for a long time. For more on why it's finally happening and what it all means, let's bring in Marketplace's Eve Troeh. She's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
So these two companies have been trying to make a match for a while, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, Parisian in America love story, I guess. Rumors have flown since last July that Sanofi was wooing Genzyme. And it took a while because Genzyme demanded a higher stock price. In the past few years, the company's really blossomed from a little biotech startup to a bigger player for innovative drugs that treat rare diseases. Now, most people haven't probably heard of the lover here, Sanofi Aventis.
Right.
It's the biggest drug maker in France, and it's been on something of a buying spree, according to Standard & Poor's analyst Jacob Thrain. I talked to him this morning. He says Sanofi's been looking to expand into biotech and also new markets, so that's why it's kept up this courtship for so long.
Buying Genzyme is killing two birds with one stone. It gets a foothold in the U.S. market, and it gets a foothold on biologics.
Sanofi CEO Chris Viehbacher says this $20 billion deal is the second biggest in biotech history.
And Eve, give us the big pourquoi here. Explain why a pharmaceutical company would want to buy a biotech company right now.
Well, a lot of the blockbuster drugs that make lots of money for big pharma companies, their patents are expiring. Sanofi, for example, has only got another year or so on its big blood-thinning drug called Plavix. And drug companies are also already seeing generic versions of their bestsellers eat into sales. Now, biotech companies make drugs in a totally different way. They use proteins and genetic material, and that's apparently a lot harder to copy than the chemical recipes of more traditional drugs.
Eve, continue, please.
Well, merci, Jeremy. So they think they can make money on these biotech drugs a lot longer.
All right, Marketplace's Eve Troeh, thanks so much. And if you're one of the 14 million unemployed people in this country trying to find a new job, you might have seen ads that say they'll only take employed people for applications. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Minnesota resident Kevin McCall says job postings often have this message: you need a job to get a job.
I definitely see a lot more must present recent work.
McCall has been looking for permanent work since he was laid off from Circuit City 2 years ago.
It really bums one out.
Hoyt Blakely teaches economics at the University of Chicago. He says employers have good reason to want workers with jobs.
Because what the employer is ultimately interested in is how productive that worker is going to be.
And while it may be legal to look at employment status, Chris Owens of the National Employment Law Project says it may also be discriminatory.
A policy that would exclude unemployed workers is going to fall more harshly on African Americans because their unemployment rate is almost twice that of white workers.
New Jersey, for one, is considering legislation that would stop employers from excluding the jobless, at least in job postings. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across Europe and Asia. Borders has filed for bankruptcy. The bookseller has had trouble adjusting to the world of e-readers and online sales. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 41 points to close at 12,226.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Bolt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyBolt.com. And by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies.
Credit card fraud jumped 62% last year. That's according to the electronic payment software company ACI Worldwide. The company says 29% of us, including yours truly, have been the victim of credit card fraud in the past 5 years. Let's bring in LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus for more on this. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So this is becoming a real problem.
It's been a big problem for quite some time. The growing use of plastic simply means that there's growing potential for getting ripped off when you use it. You really got to be smart when you use a credit card.
But why is this happening right now?
Well, there's a number of reasons. On the one hand, you could say that we don't have sufficient security measures in place here in the United States. For example, in Europe, most of the plastic has chips embedded in it. They're smart. Right. They've got encryption. And they basically are able to defend themselves better. We're not quite there yet here in the U.S. Another thing, too, is just simply the growing use of mobile devices and Wi-Fi. A lot of people are accessing the Internet on the go or using unsecure connections like at Starbucks or something else. And the simple fact is, if you go e-shopping using a Wi-Fi connection, I'm not going to say you're going to get ripped off every time, but the chances of someone seeing what you're doing and walking away with your number are exponentially higher.
Somebody could be watching that number that you're typing into the screen. David, what can people do to make sure that they're not the victims of credit card fraud?
Well, the first thing is just be smart about it. For example, don't give out your number to anybody who you don't trust. Second of all, be mindful of the whole Wi-Fi phenomenon. If you're having a latte at Starbucks, probably not the best time to go to Amazon.com and go browsing for things. Always use a secure connection when you need it. And finally, there's something called virtual credit cards out there, which hardly anybody seems to know about. But what these are services offered by banks in which they create a separate number based on the full backing of your normal piece of plastic that has all sorts of encryption and other security attached to it. And then when you go e-shopping, you're not using your normal number, you're using this temporary number. And in some cases, after you do your shopping expedition on the Internet, poof, the new number goes away.
All right. LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks so much.
Poof, I'm gone.
And finally, credit card or not, maybe another sign we're trimming our budgets. Looks like Americans are trading cakes for cupcakes. A research firm says cupcake pan sales were up 14% last year. And get this, 555 million cupcakes were eaten in the last 12-month period. Yeah, that's right. Those statistics came from a research firm, the NPD Group. And I think we just found the sweetest gig in the research business. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
When you picture Russia, pharmaceuticals probably aren't the first thing that comes to mind. So why are so many big drug companies building factories in Russian cities?
If you construct your factory in Russia, you will have better conditions for your business activity in this country.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Big Pharma comes to Mother Russia next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.